This question was asked by Arthur Weasley in the movie Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Now, Harry, you must know all about muggles. Tell me, what exactly is the function of a rubber duck?
Many would say its function is a child's bath toy, but at least one person thinks it's art. The small floating ducky has been adapted by Netherlands artist Florentine Hoffman into a giant inflatable duck, which he floats on waterways around the world as the Rubber Duck Project. As an art installation, many ask the same question of Hoffman.
What does it mean? Well, what does it mean for you?
So basically, like so many other works of art, the meaning is up for individual interpretation. Hoffman has been working on the Rubber Duck Project for 12 years. He says in that time, he's had many thoughts about it and what it means, and explains one early thought that came to him in 2001.
We are living on one planet, and all the waters in the world become our global bathtub. So we're one family where we are, have to take care of each other, of this bathtub of the rubber duck.
The website for the installation states the rubber duck knows no frontiers. It does not discriminate and does not have any political connotations. It also states that the friendly floating rubber duck has healing properties.
It joins people together. It connects and it makes people happy. Apart from this, also it brings obviously happiness and joy. And it reminds you of your childhood, maybe.
The four-story high, three-story wide duck has been in many locations throughout the world, including China, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil. Hoffman was asked why Pittsburgh was chosen for its American debut.
I got asked by Pittsburgh to bring it here. And I was asked by Sydney, Sao Paulo, France, Taiwan, and now it's going to three places in Taiwan, so it has a Taiwan tour. Beijing, it's now in Beijing also at the moment. And it continues. People ask for it, and we'll see if it's a good place.
What makes it a good place? Hoffman has three set rules for the project.
It has to be on water. It's open for general public and no commercial banners. So it has to be an artwork.
The prospect of floating the duck on the Allegheny River did require some logistical maneuvering. Its height will allow it to fit under the Fort Duquesne Bridge, but it won't be going under any other bridges. Paul Organisak is vice president of the Cultural Trust. He says the artist's duck design is always the same, but the duck itself isn't.
Every city builds their own duck. It's not like we're getting a duck from Hong Kong or any other of the cities. The duck was fabricated in Ohio at an inflatable company there, and then the pontoon structure was made in Newcastle.
The duck will be on the river for about 3 weeks. The public is asked to stay at least 20 feet away from it, and it will have 24/7 security. The duck has been a huge hit in the cities it's visited so far, and Pittsburgh has been eagerly anticipating its arrival. It remains to be seen if the Rubber Duck Project will be all it's quacked up to be. Artist Hoffman thinks it will be.
The rubber duck, I will tell you, will change Pittsburgh for a bit. Will change the river and its scenic around. And I hope you can see and also feel that.
The Rubber Duck Project launches Friday afternoon with a party on the Roberto Clemente Bridge. It'll be pulled by a tugboat and taken to its final nesting spot at the point. The Pittsburgh Festival of Firsts, which includes premieres of theater, dance, music, performance, and visual arts, will run through October 26th. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.